That was 40 years ago. I still wish that I had a 2AT or a 4AT. They were nice radios. They did not come with PL tones. You had to purchase a tiny PL board and install it yourself. It showed you just where to pull the voltages off of the board and solder into it. And it was dip switchable, but then a few years later, they came out with the ICOM O2AT, or the O2A, the O2AT, and then the O3AT, and the O4AT. And a year and a half, 2 years later, they came out with one called the GAT models. It was 2GAT, 4GAT, there never was a 3GAT, and a 12GAT, which is on 1200. On high power, it gives one whole watt output. And at the time, we had a repeater right near where Rick lived. It's no longer there.